forward. Confession is said to be good for the soul, so it is a good idea for me to confess that I undertake the task of chronicling my life with a sense of futility on the one hand, and a feeling of excitement and challenge on the other hand. Futility derives from my lack of confidence that I have the talent to write in a style that will attract even my closest family members to devote time to read about events in which they may or may not have been participants. Excitement and challenge derive from the fact that I really know that, compared to the careers and lives of a number of my friends, I have been fortunate to work with and become friends with heads of state, ambassadors, political leaders, and senior officers of the military services in the United States and other nations. Martha and I wined and dined with world-known celebrities in some of the most prestigious resorts and restaurants in the world. And in our many years of working and living in the Far East, we lived a lifestyle worlds away from the modest small-town environment that characterized our lives until after World War II. Reaching the ninth decade of my life before starting this endeavor, it must be expected that my memory won't yield to my demands for details related to dates, names, and precise locations. My intentions are to report the incidents as best I can remember, and I promise to resist the temptation to embellish my report in an effort to make a good story better. Readers should expect that all the incidents which I report will be favorable to me. The fact is, I have had no unfavorable matters to report, and that amazes me as I look back over my life. Credit for that goes to my parents, who set high standards for me in my childhood days, and to the Marine Corps, which provided superb leaders for me when I moved into adulthood. Credit also goes to my dear wife, Martha, for her frugal ways when we lived through the lower grades of economic survival, and her total acceptance of the idea that there were times when I placed the needs of the Marine Corps ahead of my family. We both agreed that my advancement in the Corps meant advancement for my family, and I truly was dedicated to both. My two sons deserve credit also. Neither of them were ever in trouble in school or at home. They grew up just ahead of the time when drug use among teenagers became a problem. They both were athletically inclined, Steve in baseball and Brian in basketball. Even in those days, cigarettes and tobacco use were known to decrease lung capacity, and in their desires to be good athletes, they were not tempted. Even better, they decided that liquor did not taste good, and they were not tempted. Assuming I complete the outline I have in mind for this effort, I hope my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and their offspring will recognize that if you will adopt a few simple rules or homilies about basically trying to be a good person, follow some simple concepts about your work, live by them, and work hard to create your own good luck, you will enjoy more success than you thought possible when you are young.